his shooting has become and gone, and it's been getting worse. 2 years ago, he shot a career high from three-point range, but the last 2 years, he's been at 29% from three-point range, and sort of alarming, his free throw shooting has cratered. He shot 65% from the line this past season, and he was a career 80% guy all of his career, so I don't know what's going on there. It's got to be all psychological, lack of concentration, whatever.
That was Barry Trammell of the Oklahoman a couple days ago on In the Loop. So with a few days to think about this, Wade Smith and Cecil Strutz in with me on a Monday morning. Here's how I'm feeling about Russell Westbrook to the Rockets. I'm starting to think that it's going to need to be James Harden who has to defer to Russell Westbrook and not the other way around because of their skill sets and Westbrook's lack of outside shooting. Does that sound reasonable or not?
Elaborate.
Here's why. I think it makes sense to have James Harden play off the ball more than it makes sense to have Russ play off the ball. Because nobody's gonna defend Russ out there, and I think he's going to make the court a little bit more compressed. So if Harden's willing to give up the ball more, I think it actually makes a lot more sense to use Harden's three-point shooting to space the court and have him in, I guess I'll just say, like more advantageous situations. That's what I'm starting to think the more I think about this whole thing.
I think that's fair. I think they'll share ball handling duties, especially I think the rotation. It'll be similar to what Chris Paul and them did last year, where if they're both be on the court and then, you know, one of them come off, the other hand one's off. On, then the handoff, boom. But with Westbrook not being able to shoot, I mean, he's 30% for his career from the three-point line in this type of offense. But he can create so much when he's bringing the ball down the court. And you have to respect his drive. When he drives to the hole, and he'll be able to kick it to James, and then James can always create from when he gets the ball and go from there. So I kind of agree with you on that point. I'm interested to see how will the offense change at all with Westbrook at the helm. So if he's the main ball handler when James is on the court, will the offense change in any type of fashion?
I think it should. Jeremy Brown was talking about this on In the Loop, or not In the Loop. It was on Triple Threat the other day about basically the first 10 seconds would be Westbrook's, and then the rest of the shot clock would be James Harden.
In other words, that's so how we'll divide it.
Yeah, basically, you would treat it like the old Phoenix Suns offenses with D'Antoni, where it's, you know, they're trying to get that quick shot.
Yeah,
and then if it's not there, you know, he pulls it back out, gives it up to James Harden, and then he figures it out. You know what I mean? He's going to either get to the line, step back, hit a three. You know, that's the critical situation type of offense. I think that the thing about it is will James Harden be willing to do that? He's come out and said that he would, and he has to be the catalyst for everything that goes on with the organization, right? Because he is the man. Even though, you know, people, you know, don't like the fact that James Harden is the catalyst and he's the main guy there, but he is the one. He's the one that, you know, was for bringing Chris Paul here.
Yeah.
And he's also the one that's for bringing Russell Westbrook here. And people said a lot of the same things about when Chris Paul came, that, you know, how are they going to play together and how's this going to work? Like, they played pretty well together. The only problem with Chris Paul was that his body broke down.
Yes.
And then also they got too dependent on James Harden making shots late in the shot clock. The biggest thing to me is not how they'll play together. It's just their overall style of play. They've got to change that in order for them to legitimately have a title shot.
I think you're right, Wade. A lot of it comes down to what James is willing or not willing to do, because – like, his usage rate has gone up so much the last couple of years. It's gone up every single season with the Rockets. He's gotten the ball so much. But I just look at it on paper, and I feel like it makes more sense now to have Westbrook actually have the ball more, just because I don't want Russell Westbrook playing off the ball. I think it makes a lot more sense to lighten the load on James Harden by having him play more off the ball. And even though it sounds weird since it is Harden's team, I think the best thing for the actual basketball team is for Westbrook to kind of engage the offense. And maybe the Branham idea is actually a pretty decent one. I hadn't actually heard that specific theory, but that does make sense to me. Did you overall, Wade, because I was asleep at 2 p.m. on Friday, because that's when I usually
nap. That's
a good nap time. For me. Yeah. That's usually like right around when I'm asleep, like about to wake up an hour later. Did you like this move?
I did, because I like the move because the team is better now. And anytime you're looking at an organization, you want to figure out ways, like, all right, how are they going to figure out ways to make themselves better? Do I think it's going to guarantee them a championship? No, the West is so crazy There's so many great teams out there and great rosters that have been assembled that you can't guarantee that, you know, they're going to be the favorite or that they're going to win a championship. But I don't see how you can legitimately say that they did not get better. I mean, I'm just looking at, you know, they got an older player out of the building. They got a more athletic, younger version of a player in the building. They didn't get rid of any of their role players to do it. I mean, they got rid of fiction, like hypothetical draft picks. That's how I look at them. They're like fictional, long range fantasies that actually don't matter with what goes on today. And so they were able to do that and keep everybody that was the part of the reason why the Rockets, you know, was a top team in the league the last couple of years. PJ Tucker's still here, Capella's mm-hmm. still here, mm-hmm. Eric Gordon is still here. You know what I mean? So I just think that the team got better, and if the team gets better, then I'm all for it.
The more I think about their bench, the more I guess it gets me excited, or I feel more confident in the Rockets. Because if you look at other teams, they're going to have to gel. Guys got to figure out their exact roles, got to figure out how to play with Kawhi, how to play with Paul George, you know, how to play with Pat Beverly. And Pat Beverly is going to see, okay, do I need to bring the ball up here, or does Kawhi take over, or does Paul? It's just a lot of chemistry that you have to work through, even with the Lakers, even with Utah, and whoever else is Dallas. That's my hot team, right? I know way.
That is your hot team.
I mean, that's my squad. I appreciate the love Cece Leo has for my Mavericks, but bro, I just
They're
going to the playoffs this year, but they had to find chemistry with themselves, whereas the Rockets. Basically, core is all back. So they're all familiar. They all know their role. They all know the offense. They all know how things are done. Now you bring in Westbrook. And yes, that would be an adjustment, but it won't be as big of an adjustment as if you had, you know, three or four new guys coming in and et cetera. So I think that's a good thing.
Well, I think you're right in that from a Rockets standpoint compared to, let's say, the Lakers and the Clippers, they have the advantage in that all the role guys know exactly what the roles are and right. what they need to do. Like PJ knows his role. Gordon knows his role. Capella knows his role. Austin Rivers, House, on down the line. Mm-hmm. The major chemistry thing is going to be, okay, what's it going to be like between James and Russ? That's going to be their project. Whereas for the Clippers, it's how does everybody play together?
Yep.
Or for the Lakers, how does everybody play together, not just LeBron and AD? So the Rockets do have that advantage. I still think it's an imperfect trade for me. It really is. Like, I'm not 100% convinced they actually are a better team. I'd like to feel that way.
Really?
I worry about...
Can you explain to me how they are not better?
Yes.
Explain to me how they are not better, where it gives you kind of pause and you're not sure that they'll be better than what they were last year and what they would be this year.
I liked Chris Paul here a lot. I just didn't like his injuries, but I liked him as a player a lot, and I will miss him. The Rockets won the most regular season games of any team in the league the last 2 years.
Right, but he was tailing off. Everything was tailing off. So that lets you that tells me that he was going to be worse this year than what he was last year.
I actually think Chris Paul might have a better season this year wherever he plays.
Because he's vegan, is that why?
Possibly because he's vegan. Okay. But I do think that he could have a better. I think he will have a better season. Will have a better season this year wherever he ends up playing mm-hmm. than he did this past season. Because a lot of times, I don't know if you guys agree or disagree, but the great athlete, like the future Hall of Famer, they'll have one last really, really good to great year before they like completely tail off. And I think for Chris Paul, I think this year will be that season. Mm-hmm. Now, past this year, I have no idea what the hell's going to happen. And it's a terrifying contract. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
But I am not convinced this team is better right now. I'm not convinced.
Well, from jump, Chris Paul to me is still a very good player.
Agreed.
The problem was, and why it didn't work, was injury after injury after injury. Like, he missed a lot of games since he's been here.
During the regular season as well, too.
Yes. I mean, the run that James Harden had last year, the 50 points, 40 points, 60 points, that was all because he had no other body. Chris Paul was gone that
exactly.
whole time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, for me, and we talked about it, I think, Friday, Russell Westbrook is durable. He's going to be on the floor. So, right there alone, even if he's just as good as Chris Paul, you're a better team. Because he's on the floor consistently, and you know what you're going to get from him night in and night out. But to me, he's younger. He's more athletic. He can't shoot like Chris Paul. And Chris Paul, to me, was still a good defender. But I think you definitely put yourself, and you open the window up for the Rockets with Russell Westbrook.
I also think this, too. You're getting the temperament of a Pat Beverly with a better offensive player in Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
And if you
– dog.
People miss – I know I miss watching Beverly play here in Houston. People miss that type of mentality.
Oh, yeah.
The only guy that really I think, embodies that mentality on the Rockets is PJ Tucker. Well, now you're bringing in another guy that has that same type of dog in him.
Yeah.
And so I think that, you know, that helps everyone. I think that makes the team better just off of that alone. Not even taking into account the fact that, you know, Westbrook is a more athletic guy. He's a more explosive guy. He's not, you know, a flop around guy like Chris Paul turned into towards the end of his time here with the Rockets. Like, you know, you got a guy in Russell Westbrook that is going to put it on the line each and every night. Like Cecil said, he's a durable guy. I think that's going to help with the usage rates that you talked about with James Harden that he's always had to deal with. And I think they're going to help one another. Both of those guys have high-ass usage rates because they're carrying their teams. They're carrying their franchises. Now that they have each other, I think it's going to pay dividends in the long run when they get into the postseason.
Basically, I think the whole thing is imperfect in that there are obviously major downsides to going forward with Harden and Paul, especially like, you know, the back half of Chris Paul's contract, terrifying. But there's also the reality that I don't think James and Russell Westbrook are a perfect fit. And I'm very curious to see how this whole thing's going to look. I do trust Mike D'Antoni that if anybody can make this thing work and get this done, I think it's going to be Mike. But I really, really want to see what this is going to look like starting in late October for me to feel confident about this. Because, you know, Westbrook, the Rockets, they haven't had a guy like Westbrook since Daryl got here in that he's so talented, but he's such a bad outside shooter that I'm really wondering like how they incorporate him into what they do.
I'm wondering, Mike, is this thought process because you're just more risk adverse? Because I look at it like this. The Rockets could mess around and flame out. You know, everything could blow up, right? But going into the season, you're excited about the possibilities.
Yep.
I think if they ran it back, that was the mantra going into it a week ago, that they're going to run it back. And I was not excited about that at all because you kind of knew how that story was going to end.
Yeah.
In this regard, you don't know how this story is going to end. And the ceiling, I think, is much higher than what it would have been if you kept it as is and kept the status quo.
I agree about the ceiling being higher. But I also think – I don't think it's like, let's say – when the Raptors traded DeMar DeRozan and Jakob Poeltl for Kawhi Leonard. That to me was like an obvious move. Like, hey, we've got a certain exact ceiling with the team we have, and now we're going to clearly upgrade the ceiling with a guy who's an awesome player. I think with this, like, I was much more open to the idea that they could still win with Chris Paul. Possibly unrealistic, but I still think that it could have happened. And I get what they did. I think there are a lot of positives to this. I think Russ being able to take some of the load off James Harden is a big positive. Keeping a lot of their guys is a big positive. But I'm just not sure that this is the combination that's ultimately going to get the job done for this team.